Yo, podcast here.
That's right.
It's Frank Sasser from the Who's Your Daddy podcast. I'm sitting here with a very good friend of mine in live, rich, multi-technicolor.
That's right.
You're hearing us in technicolor. And I'm on a sweet new mic, too, courtesy of my good friend, Andy Anastasopoulos.
That's right. A nice Irish boy sitting here with me. Andy, say hi.
What's up, Radio World?
Radio World. I love that you call it that, because nobody calls it that. But that's okay. That's what I love
about it. Hey, Radio World.
Radio World. Well, listen, guys. I just wanted to introduce you to a new show that we've added to the Who's Your Daddy podcast network. It's called Logos. That's right. And it's the history of not only the word, but what was going on in the world at the...
What was influencing the world?
Relating to the world.
Right. Historically.
Talk a little bit about the show. So, you're going to be hosting it.
The show is about basically understanding the history of what led up to the Bible and the Christian world and the biblical world and also what influenced it before, after, what we led to it. Everything you can think about that would lead to our better understanding of Christianity. Things that you may not have thought about, like what is Hellenization, you know what I mean, and why is that important to the Christian world, and why is that important to the Jewish people specifically, as a small example.
Is it fair to say that you'll be delving into like what was happening politically in governments during Pontius Pilate's reign, like that kind of stuff?
100%.
That's so cool. So you can get a better understanding of what was happening,
exactly.
And so that the word would make more sense.
Exactly.
You know, Jesus said, "My people are perishing due to a lack of knowledge." Well, what this show is going to do, it's going to come out every Tuesday. It is going to enhance your understanding of the word so much more to make you even more effective in your Christian walk. You're going to love this. Logos. And it's by Andy Anastasopoulos.
Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Bow. Yes, it's that time again. This is Frank and Christina from the Who's Your Daddy podcast with the wonderful segment we like to call the Godcast Q&A.
Yep.
These are questions that have accumulated since May.
May.
This month.
This is June.
I know, we're in June now, but we always answer the questions from the previous month. We have to jump right in. I mean, is there anything you want to announce?
No,
okay, because there's a lot here.
Okay.
All right, jumping right in. From Samuel 88446. I am an overnight audio engineer for KKTD 93.5, a country music radio station in Burdett, Kansas.
Ooh.
I've been working with audio for most of my life. I've been listening to this podcast now for a few weeks and must say, whoever does the audio production, editing, producing, layering is really good. It's easily among the best I've ever heard.
Wow. That's so nice.
Which is so nice to be able to receive the word, too. I don't focus on the quality of the production, and I can focus on the content. Question. When they did the rant podcast, were they really in a car, or is that just a bit? The reason I ask is that the drop-ins are flawless, which makes me think it's done in a studio. That was actually in Keith's car.
It always is in Keith's car.
Whenever Keith and I do one, it's in his car, except if it's a year-in-review show. That's when he comes over. We have bagels. We have coffee.
Right, that's done in our kitchen.
That's in our kitchen.
But every other one has been done in Keith's car outside of Starbucks.
Right. It's not a bit. We're really in the car.
Mercer Mall, New Jersey.
Right. And the drop-ins, I actually do the audio and the layering and everything. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Samuel. Sword in Hand 2017. Love the ranting. OMG, I spat up coffee at my desk.
Oh no.
When Frank started complaining that he touched melting chapstick. He sounds like he's got a little issue with things touching him, does he?
Well.
Well, melted warm chapstick, that was gross.
Also,
and it was on somebody's mouth.
Can I start saying all the things that Frank doesn't like to get wet?
Wait. Not true.
Oh, okay.
I love a good shower.
No. I'm talking about get sprinkled with the hose.
No, come on, I'm dressed.
Fire hydrant, running through a pond or a puddle or a fountain.
I don't like getting hit with water when I'm dressed. Well, who would like that?
Or even when you're in a bathing suit. Mm. You don't like getting thrown in the pool.
No, I don't get thrown in the pool.
Yeah.
I don't get thrown
in. You also have an issue with sand. If we go to the beach, Frank leaves his shoes and socks on. We are so opposite in that. I could roll around in a mud puddle.
Ugh.
Any day.
Gross.
Any day.
Why would you do that? Why would you roll around in a mud puddle? What is that? You know who does
feet.
That?
Stamp your feet.
Pigs do that.
Stamp your feet.
And Keith says, I'm 4 years old.
Ride your bicycle through mud.
Again, that gets in the chain. It gets in. It could ruin the bike. You want to ruin a bicycle? Ruin a bicycle. Hey. No one for me.
Mangoes.
What about mangoes? I like a good mango.
Yeah, if it's cut up for you in a bowl.
And I have a fork. Yes. So it all stays in my mouth and not on my wrist and my shirts.
And how do I eat a mango?
You eat a mango like a puppy. You dig your face into it and it's all over your face. It's all over your neck. It's dripping down your arm. It's disgusting. Gosh. Okay.
All right, so now you understand.
So no, I don't have an issue.
Moving on.
All right, Stewie from Stewie Rocks. I really am getting so much out of the NMA podcast.
Yeah.
My sister had a question. Well, you should really ask the question on Lavinia's.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, on her website. But okay, does Lavinia, we'll send us over to Lavinia. Does Lavinia have any guests planned or is it just going to be her alone? Love the podcast about Abigail. I believe she does have guests planned, but I'll send this over to her show, and she can answer this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stewie Rocks. Okay, Nicole F. Christina can handle herself. She doesn't need Frank to butt in.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, Nicole.
Listen.
We're not getting into this.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Nicole, I love you, but mind your business.
No, you asked for opinions.
I did.
You just don't like it.
You're right. I forgot I did ask. I'm sorry. Thank you,
and
Nicole.
And then you don't like the opinion, so now you're saying don't butt in.
Right.
All right. So then we should.
Well, she says she doesn't need. You don't need Frank to butt in.
No, I don't.
So she brought up the whole butting in thing. How dare you? All right, Nicole. I'm sorry. I did ask. I forgot. I did ask for input. I like this name, PB and Jew. The prize was supposed to be a free copy of God Loves You and Gave You Favor, God Loves You and Gave You Power, and a $25 Visa gift card. What if the prize isn't claimed? Do I then get it?
Why would he get it?
I know. Why would you get it, PB&J? PB&J.
Because he put a claim on it. Hey, you have
I haven't heard back from the winner yet.
Come on, winner. You got a prize coming. We need to know where to send it.
Yeah. 24 and God. Do Frank and Keith really think that God likes Kiefer Sutherland? He died for Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh my so, God! Yes.
Do they know
he
if Kiefer,
loves Kiefer Sutherland?
Do they know if Kiefer Sutherland is a believer?
Nope.
No, we don't know. Do
but
they know?
That doesn't change the fact that God loves him and that Jesus died for him.
Do they know anything about Kiefer Sutherland's life to name a podcast episode after him? Do they know he has a tattoo? Isn't that leading people astray? No, I have a tattoo. So now what, 24 and God? I have a tattoo. Am I leading people astray? And quite frankly, he does have a tattoo. And it's a picture of Mary, the mother of God.
Well, I don't really.
Just saying.
I know nothing about Kiefer Sutherland.
I know he was born in England. He was raised Catholic. I know
that. That he was in 24 and some movies and in that show, The Designated Survivor.
Right.
And well, got to see him.
I know. We almost got to see him.
And
I know.
You missed out.
Well, it was too late.
I know. Frank likes Kiefer Sutherland from his time in 24.
And therefore, God loves
him. But here's the thing.
God loves him.
He could get saved tomorrow. And he could be already saved. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
And here's what you have to understand. It doesn't matter whether he's accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior or not.
Right.
Jesus still died for him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did that for everybody, believer or non-believer. It's up to the person themselves to accept that gift.
If Kiefer Sutherland was the only sinner in the world, Jesus still would have hung on that cross for him.
Absolutely.
So,
right.
And no, we're not leading anybody astray.
No.
Okay. Trevor C. I love my sister in the Lord, Christina, but I'm with my mate Frank on this one. Men must protect their women. I'm not at all saying that Christina is weak or frail. Not at all. I am saying that Frank is her earthly protector in the eyes of God, and he should always be alert as to who may or maybe not be scanning for women. Yes! Thank you, Trevor. One for me.
Well, listen. I agree with Trevor. I don't disagree with that. I don't want it to escalate. Oh. I don't want to get into this anymore.
All right.
I agree with Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor. He's with my with his mate, me.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
Not his mate, like his, you know, his mate.
I get what it means.
Want to make sure, relax. All right, next one. Shooting from the lip. That's cute. I loved when Terrence makes appearances on the Who's Your Daddy podcast. I can listen to him preach all day. I'm so glad he's on the network now with his own show. Yes. Amen. We are too. That's a good show. Voice of One. Good stuff. He's very excited. Barbecue bully. Okay. One time my girlfriend was approached by a guy at a party thrown by a mutual friend of ours and this guy. Okay, got it. It was a barbecue. The first time he approached her, I was within earshot, but in a conversation with someone. I heard snippets of what he said to her at the time. I also heard my girlfriend say that she was already quote-unquote taken and quote-unquote ha-ha sorry. The second time he came over to us, he said to her, "Is this the guy?" She said, "Huh? What?" I couldn't believe my ears that this guy would come over and say that to us. I still let her handle it. I kept my mouth shut. She called him a fool and was clearly offended. He walked away. He kept his distance the rest of the night. As we were leaving, he approached both of us and said to her, "If you ever change your mind, here's my number." She walked past him. He sidestepped us and got in front of her with me right there. That's when I decided to step in. I figured at this point he had gone too far. I said to him, "Sir, if you don't back off, what happens to you next will be very unpleasant." He slowly backed off and sat down, I think more out of confusion than fear, because he was a foot taller than me and with much more muscles. In the car driving home, my girlfriend was fuming mad. I thought she was mad at the guy. Turns out she was mad at me. "I wish you would have done that sooner," she says loudly. Brother Frank, Sister Christina, I feel that had I cut my conversation short during phase one, he calls it phase one, this whole thing would have been avoided. I'm sorry, Sister Christina. I'm with your husband. Interesting.
No comment.
Hey, we asked for feedback. You're right.
I'm not.
And you said help me out.
I have nothing to say.
This next one is from DryHeave31.
Oh, boy.
On the Lavinia show is a... The Lavinia show. On her show is a commercial for New Pod City. In the commercial, there's a man talking that sounds exactly like Frank. Is that Frank in that commercial? Yes. It's one of my companies, New Pod City, that I run. That's me in the commercial.
Very, very observant.
Yeah, people listen to everything.
That's good.
All right. Scott Dump Truck, T1882. Love... We are the ranters. I have never heard two guys have so much fun together and no one curses or talks about sex. Keith and Frank can be so goofy and then switch immediately to let the truth of God's word flow. Amazing. My question is, does anyone ever accidentally curse and then just edit it out later? Or is that just pure, unedited talking and screaming?
Well, you do edit, but you edit out the... Did you edit the...
Very little.
Yeah, you...
It's a couple of things Keith said that was... It was too much information about something.
Yeah.
That he's like, yeah, just cut that out. It's
also, I necessary. Think most of the editing, when you do edit, it's when we're alone.
Yeah.
Meaning when you podcast alone or iPod, that's when there's a lot of ums and page turning.
Yeah, because we'll be much
and
more...
And silence, because we're looking for things.
And we've got the record thing is on. It's
right,
still recording.
Right, so that's really when the editing happens. But everything else is pretty much as you hear it.
Right. Okay, Scott. So, yeah, it's pretty much the way you hear it. We just tighten up a little bit here and there sometimes. Push Buttons 34. I'd be interested to know Frank's IQ and Christina's IQ. Who are you laughing at already? You don't even know what they're saying.
I don't know. I
have a feeling Christina's IQ is a lot higher than Frank's. Does anyone know their IQs?
No.
I'm not trying to disrespect Frank. I think women have much higher IQs in general.
Yes, that's true.
I honestly... You know that for a fact?
No, I don't know. It's just assumption.
Just agreeing with push button.
Yeah. All right. It seems illogical.
I honestly think Frank probably has a very high IQ just because of the different things that he says to Christina and Keith. And I don't think it's scripted. His responses are very fast. I just think Christina's IQ is probably much higher, which is a compliment to Christina.
Thank you.
Well, I don't need a high IQ to know that that's a compliment to you.
I don't think you're dumb at all. I do think you have a high IQ.
I forgot what IQ stands for again.
Intelligence quotient, I believe.
Intelligence quotient?
Yeah, I think that's it. I never tested it.
I'd be interested to find out.
I don't know if I want to know.
Well, you always say to me that I can figure out these things that...
I don't even know if IQ is... Because people think differently and doesn't make them not intelligent. It just... Their perceptions are different. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
This is from Janet Y. Can you show me in the Bible where God promises us tomorrow? I only see that we're not promised tomorrow. And I also hear that too. That we're not promised tomorrow. My friend told me to write this in. Well, with a long life, I shall satisfy you. Right there.
Right. And somebody would say, oh, but that means in heaven. No, because in heaven, there is no long or short. In heaven, there's no time. It's eternal. He's talking about life on earth.
Right.
Being long life, I'll satisfy you.
The whole we're not promised thing, that was James trying to make a point to these non-believers. That they're not promised tomorrow because they don't have the promises of God because they don't believe in God.
Right.
So that's what that means. But just because it's in the Bible doesn't mean that he's talking to us, the righteous or the believers.
Right.
All right, Janet.
And also in that scripture, with long life, I will satisfy you. What is that?
Psalm, I believe it's 91, at the end of 91.
Okay. First of all, he's saying with long life, I will satisfy you. That's also the implication of being satisfied. So when you're satisfied with your life, then you can go home to be with the Lord. So not only does it say, with long life on earth, I will satisfy you, but it's also saying you will be satisfied.
Right.
So I don't think a 16-year-old child is satisfied.
Exactly.
Or a 50-year-old man is satisfied. Mm-hmm. Maybe a 110-year-old man or woman is satisfied, and they're like, you know what? I lived a great life. Yeah. I want to go home.
Amen.
That's how it should be.
Amen. I agree. Okay, Janet Y., I hope that helps. Next one is from Dr. Drip. Can Frank or Christina recommend PureFlix? I'm thinking about subscribing, but would like to know what they think first.
Well, we can't recommend it because we don't have it.
Right, we don't have it.
Number one.
We don't subscribe to it.
Also, if you've ever listened to any of our older podcasts about movies, you'll get the gist of how we feel about most Christian movies that have been made in the past. I'm not going to say that it's not going to change in the future, but in our experience and our opinion, we don't care for the Christian movies, a majority of Christian movies that are out there right now.
Right. Not saying that any of the ones on PureFlix are bad. Because we don't know.
We don't know what's there. But I'm not going to subscribe to something that I probably would never watch.
Check it out. Why don't you do the free week trial?
Do the free trial
a week or a month, whatever it is. Do the free trial. See if you like anything.
And then binge watch and see what you like.
Binge watch a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, and see if it's worth
it. Yeah, take a rainy day and just do it. And then let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny D. I don't care how capable Christina is. Frank's her husband, and should have final say in what they agree on in terms of some guy hitting on her. And that goes for any couple listening. Let the man handle it. All right, Kenny.
I like that you put your own inflections on
it. Oh, that's how he's saying it.
Oh, is that how he's saying
it? Yeah, totally, yeah. Okay. That's why I read the questions.
Right.
I get a lot of discernment on how to read some of these.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Next one, from Knuckle Dragger. OMG. I am with Christina. I would be mortified if my husband stepped in and told another man to stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
What does Frank think is actually going to happen? Really? I'm surprised at him. Like, hey.
Right. I agree.
Knuckle-dragger. I'm not done. I could totally sense that Christina was getting legitimately upset. Does Frank have me fooled? Is he actually one of those Neanderthal guys? Would he carry a club if he can get away with it? Sheesh.
No.
Yes, maybe Ninja Stars. Maybe I would. Not a club.
No, a club like to hit me with and drag me off by my hair.
Oh, I'm assuming like a club, like a caveman, I'm going to clonk some other dude on his head.
No, the picture's a caveman hits the lady on the head and drags her off by the hair.
No, I don't think that.
Well, first of all, he'd never get away with that.
Yeah.
But,
that's besides the point.
But no, he's not a man.
Some guy's going to hit on you and I hit you over the head with a club and I drag you
off. No, no. Oh, my God. Frank, do you never heard that saying? What? It's like you... you just crawl out from under a rock? Oh, God. You never seen a cartoon or where the caveman sees the woman he likes and he runs out and he hits her with a club and drags her off?
I don't know, maybe.
He's not hitting another man.
I thought she meant because a guy comes over, I have a club.
No!
I whack him on the head.
No!
All right, I didn't know, I'm sorry. And no, I'm not some kind of beast husband.
No, he's not. Although, right now, I could hit him with a club.
You can't drag me up on the hair, though.
No, that would be really hard.
Yes. Geesh. Okay, BB Princess 92. I love some of these names. How do I get the book where God has a conversation with Frank about favor? Is it available for Kindle? Go to Amazon.com, type in Frank Sasso. It's available paperback and for Kindle.
Yeah.
Or you can go right on historyofgod.org and go on resources and then click on books. And there it is right there.
Cool.
Kindle and paperback. It's available now.
Now.
Corn Aplenty, 18. The guy that said goodnight to Christina while snapping his fingers was not saying goodnight in a sincere manner. Okay, that didn't happen. That didn't actually happen. It was a hypothetical.
That was your hypothetical,
yeah.
Right?
Frank saw right through him. You're darn right I did.
Right, because he made him up.
Why won't Christina let Frank take care of it? No one's questioning her ability. I think that Frank feels if another guy tries to start chatting up with his wife, it's then his area. If Frank does feel that way, I'm in agreement. That's from Corn Aplenty.
I just don't want an escalation. I feel like if another man steps in, all of a sudden, now it's all about being who's the man. Why can't we just keep it from being escalated? So I take care of it. Now, granted, if the guy gets annoying, Frank, step in. I'll, by all means, step in.
Can I answer that concern with this next question?
I'm not concerned.
From 1 in 6.
Oh, no.
I don't think Frank stepping in between some men and his wife would lead to an escalated incident. Tell Frank, I think he's right.
Well, Frank, I know
right
how
right on the heels of what you said, escalated. You
used
that word.
Oh, Frank, you're right. You're right.
Yes.
No.
I'm right.
No. No.
Hey, you give and take away. You're just like God.
Oh, no. God never does that.
I know God's laughing at that.
Oh. I know how excited you get when there's a chance that you might be right.
Hey, you know what? I got to tell you. Hold on to your seats. I think I'm right here in this.
No, you're not.
Let's see what Love Mixer 2970 has to say. I told my friend Janet to write in to ask how it is that we're promised tomorrow. I don't know if she did.
She did.
And she did. Love Mixer.
Yeah. Aww,
she went away last week for a month. Is there any way you can answer that question? Here's a question. Can you show me the Bible what God promises us tomorrow? Yeah, we answered it. So you're good.
Yes.
Janet's cool. Love Mixer's good. Love Mixer.
Listen to the previous answer to that. Thank you for asking, though. And check it up on your friend.
That was good for her. Good. I'm assuming it's a girl. This is kind of a big one. All right. This is from Living or Dead, 1980. I was attending a high school reunion. I took the train to the reunion. The train ride was approximately 90 minutes.
Is this a math question?
Yeah. What's the name of the conductor?
Right.
So I was listening to the podcast episode called The Shack Review with Frank and Christina on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
As I was listening, the audio was only coming through one earbud. I was so annoyed because I just purchased these particular earbuds. I loved the episode and have since seen the movie. Loved it too. Thank you for the review. I love Frank and Christina's input so much. Anyway, thank you for that little preamble there. As I'm listening, I noticed a Hindi man sitting across from me, and he's clearly upset about something. He's crying.
Aww.
I'm embarrassed to say I tried ignoring him by closing my eyes, and then finally I couldn't bear it any longer.
I took my earbuds out and turned off my phone. I quietly asked the man if he was okay. He said, I am now. I said, oh, okay then. He then told me how much he enjoyed listening to those two people talk about God. I asked him what he meant. He told me he could hear what I was listening to.
Aww.
Upon closer inspection, I noticed my earbud jack wasn't totally plugged into the phone all the way. That's why the sound was only coming through one ear. He Ooh. Was listening to the podcast.
I wonder how that happened.
He was listening to the podcast.
Aww.
I asked him why he was crying. He said because all his life he had been searching for God, and he was told since he was a little boy that there are many gods, not just one, and that he never really believed that. Then when I heard that woman say, God loves people who are Hindi, he loves them, do you think God would use a Hindi word to reach out to someone who understood that language? I do. There's not one God in the entire Hindi faith that is personally involved with a man. I'm proud and humbled at the same time to say that I wound up leading this man to Jesus right there on the train. I'm not part of a church, so I had nowhere to invite him, but I did plug him into this ministry. His name is, and I won't say the name, so if he gets in touch, you'll know his story. He was excited to start listening to more podcast episodes. Thank you, Jesus.
Aww.
You okay? She's burying her face on the sofa right now.
I love that.
All right, podcast, yeah. I think I'm going to give Chris a minute here.
I just picture him. Aww. Aww.
Just two dogs in her lap. And she's burying her face in the back Aww. Of the couch.
I love that.
You okay?
Yeah.
That was good. That was really good.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Living or Dead. I don't get the name, but whoever wrote that in, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I like that it was one ear and this person was getting annoyed.
See, so that's why that was that. That's why he said that at the beginning. Because it was part of the story.
I see. Got it. All right.
And I know that Jack came out because there was like a little angel.
Yeah, go
pink.
So you could still hear it, but he needed to hear it.
Oh, because he was looking all his life.
He was always told that there are many gods and nobody wants to be involved with you on a personal level.
Just think how important it was that you were on that train.
Yeah, right? And it was you talking, so.
No, but him or her, the person.
No, I understand. But God used everybody there.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's so.
To get this
so
guy.
So tied together for that one person.
Love that. Love it.
How important is that person to God?
All right. I got to move on. That was very good.
Thank you.
Sticky Fingers 4000 says, I'm on Frank's side. If anyone dared to pick up my wife. Let me read that correctly. I left out a word here.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
If anyone dared to try to pick up my wife, I'd punch him right in the nose. Not to mention, it'd be very difficult to pick up my wife. She's over 200 pounds.
Ah!
Love the show.
No.
I hope your wife doesn't hear this, dude.
Ay.
I'd punch him right in the nose. Not to mention, it would be very difficult to pick up my wife as she is over 200 pounds.
Just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you for being on my side. Judge Roofer. What I like most about this show is how they blend humor in the word. I like in the rant episode when Frank says to drop the axe and a ridiculous sound effect is heard. Wonk. It's almost like they know how ridiculous they sound and they don't take themselves too seriously. Like when Frank and Keith attempt to sing a song by Queen toward the end. We did We Are the Ranters, my
yes,
friend.
Yes, I know.
That was a lot of fun. The truth of the word is crystal clear, and it is just amazing to hear this done so well. Regular people who've immersed themselves in the word and deliver their findings in a bold, unapologetic format. Just brilliant.
Aw, that's nice.
Thank you, Judge Roofer.
Thank you.
Okay, Carlos Z. What does rolling deep mean? Frank said it. I heard this is how we roll, but never we roll deep. Is that in scripture? Well, no.
I wonder if Captain Britain knows.
Hey, you know what? It's not in scripture, no. Carlos Z, but Captain Britain, if you're listening, we wonder if you know what this means. How do we roll? We roll deep! I would like you, Captain Britain, you know who you are, Professor, get in touch with us if you know where that's from.
And if you answer correctly...
We'll send you a book.
We'll send you a book.
The new book, the favorite book.
Yes.
And call us. If he answers correctly, we'll send you a book.
Yes.
But you got to send us your address.
Yeah, we need your addresses.
Yeah, we need your addresses, people. I'm going to put, you know, Captain Britain, England, and drop it in the mail. We'll probably not get it. All right. What did Keith mean when he said, I'll take an order of Job, please?
What I meant was, Job, even though he went through a trial, as we often do, was totally restored, and it got everything was multiplied back to him. He wound up with much more than he had in the beginning. He wound up with more children. He wound up with more wealth. He wound up with his status totally restored, his health completely restored, and everything was fantastic for Job in the end after he went through the trial. So we go through trials anyway, and I'm saying give me an order of Job because I would love to have the end result that he had. I mean, give me some of that, please.
I'll take an order of that.
I know people always say, oh, Job, yeah. Job. Yeah. But he won at the end.
He won big
time. He
won
and got back double.
Exactly.
We don't even
Satan
know
lost.
What were his family raised from the dead even. So we don't even know. He ended
right.
up with double the family.
Okay. Top the topper. Is Frank ever going to do a Godcast by himself anymore?
Oh.
I'm the biggest fan of this podcast and I love everyone on it. Everyone. I love the new podcast network platform. It's awesome. I just want to know, sometimes I just miss when Frank would do an episode. Christina has done it. Keith has done it. Why isn't Frank doing one?
Well, it's funny you should ask.
Because I just did one yesterday, and Chris heard the raw footage of it today. So that will be on next week.
Yeah, see? So?
I have it named, so there you go.
That's so
all right.
Funny that
top
you should
the
have
top. That is funny. And then one last one from questions. I have them. LOL. How often does Christina work out spiritually, physically, mentally, socially, and work on her relationship with her husband, Frank, from the podcast, as opposed to from anywhere else? Supposed to hold your other husbands from other things. All right, so how often do you work out spiritually?
Well,
study. That's
dig into the word
out.
And studying, I'd say 3 times a week.
Okay.
But that doesn't include, like, praying in spirit and stuff.
Well, how often do you work out physically?
5 times a week.
How often do you work out mentally? How often do you challenge yourself with some, like, brain stuff, like brain teasers or, you know, little puzzles? Or...
Well, I think the spiritual thing I'm doing right now is also a brain teaser, the whole quantum thing.
Oh, man.
I just started a book called Quantum Glory. Terrence Clark is reading it also, so we're going to be doing a podcast together.
It's also available on our site under resources, books.
So I find that is a little brain teaser, and it's also a spiritual workout.
How often do you work out socially?
Every day. Socially, seeing other people, talking to people.
I don't think she means Facebook or he means Facebook.
That's not social. That's antisocial.
That's antisocial media.
Media.
Right.
Yeah, I would say almost every day. There are days where I have to have no people. I say it's a no people
like
day.
Like our trip coming up soon.
And like last weekend, I had a couple of days off, so I just kind of, did a lot of gardening. And I was mostly alone, not completely alone. But
for the most part.
But sometimes I spend so much time with people that there are days when I need to be without people and just be alone.
How often do you work on your relationship with your husband, Frank, from the podcast?
Frank from the podcast? I work on that relationship.
You've been getting mad at that husband for a while. Close to a few episodes, you've been getting mad at your husband, Frank, from the podcast.
And why is that, pray tell?
I should ask him. I don't know.
I would say I work on that relationship every day.
Mm. Okay.
Every day.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, Podcastia. Got no more questions here. Hope that fed your spirit.
I like that one.
The one with the guy on the train. That was good. That was so cool. I like how the jack is sticking out just a little.
Just enough.
You can still hear the podcast, but they were annoyed.
He was crying.
This person tried to ignore him.
I love that. I'm sorry, Zoe. I just hit her on the head. I love that.
All right, well, Podcastia, we hope you're enjoying the podcast network that we put together. Good stuff on there. You got a show almost every day now, except for Thursdays. We have an opening. We have an opening for a podcast, for a wonderful bonafide podcast.
What's that from?
That's from Once Upon a Mattress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, didn't you hear the music under me just now?
I couldn't.
Anyway, okay, so everybody, we are signing off from the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Q&A.
Yeah.
And wait, remember one thing. We love you.
We love you.
God loves you.
God loves you.
And Bella and Zoe, why don't you join us?
And Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.